Remember on this programme about a week or so ago, we were saying we'd love to see the tar men back on the country roads, or even the guys who cut the hedges. Well, the Infrastructure Minister, Chris Hazard, is announcing £10 million to improve 1,000 rural roads. And the Minister is on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This will be very welcome news for people who live along the potholed, bumpy surfaces of the various counties of Northern Ireland.
It is indeed. I'm delighted to be able to announce this £10 million package for rural roads specifically. This is going to improve around 1,000 different rural roads with different sorts of short lengths to medium lengths resurfacing projects taking place.
So it's going to actually be tarring the roads, not just filling in potholes?
No, yeah. Well, the £5 million that we announced as part of the June monitoring previously in the last couple of weeks was going to fix the majority of potholes in any case. This is additional. This is more strategic. This is to look maybe where you have a row of 10 or 15 potholes in a road to say going forward, the best thing to do is actually maybe resurface that stretch of road, not just fill in the potholes. It's the principle of a stitch in time saves nine, and it's better use of our money.
And do people need to come forward at a local level and say, listen, our road needs done, or will agents be going out from the department and saying, right, we're doing that road, but we're not doing this one?
Yeah, no, my departments were considered in various areas at the minute. Greatest need is important to us. My officials are well aware of the roads. You know, we engage in correspondence every day of the week on this. And we have already started to put together a programme of works that will kick off immediately, so benefits are seen and experienced right away in rural areas.
But if you do sense that your road has been forgotten, is there a way of making your voice heard?
Oh yeah, feel free to get in contact with either your local MLA or indeed my department. Plenty of people do. We also have the NI Direct website where you can actually report potholes, and this has actually been very successful, both with street lighting and potholes over the last number of months. So if people feel they're being forgotten about, please feel free to do so.
The country roads are in a bad state generally. Will you be cutting the grass back, or is this just tarring?
Well, again, the £5 million that we announced a couple of weeks ago was enough to give us an extra cut of all the grass right across the north. This £10 million is specifically for road carriageway.
The idea of the extra money being made available will be not only welcome news to those who live along those roads, but the aggregates industry, would they be the people who would be doing this work?
Yeah, well, as I say, this is good news, as you say, not just for those of us in rural communities who have to travel these roads, but also the guys who are out. This is their business. This is their industry. This gets people back to work. I knew you used the analogy of getting the tar men back out onto the roads. And that's what people are going to be seeing over the next number of months.
And the money itself, is it some form of new money that you got from one particular pot? How did you access this money? You know, people will be thinking it's only 10 million, but, you know, 10 million could fix quite a stretch.
Yeah, as I say, well, this is going to be 1,000 different projects right across the north. £10 million is considerable. Of course, I would love it to be £100 million, but we don't simply have that money. This is part of the June monitoring, so this is additional funds that I was able to negotiate with the Finance Minister to be able to be allocated to my department, and I want to prioritise it on the rural roads network. Very often over the last number of years, resources were skewed away from rural areas towards our more heavy traffic roads, and that has meant that rural communities have maybe lost out. So I wanted to address that imbalance, and I think this goes some way to do that.
Might this money be coming from the trimming of someone else's budget somewhere? We've had people complaining about projects being delayed in schools. Could this be schools money that's now going to tar the roads?
No, this is whenever we do June monitoring, there's different monitoring rounds throughout the year. Departments will sacrifice various pots of money that they haven't been able to spend, and the finance minister is then able to redistribute it. My own department, there were various projects where we maybe had an underspend. We didn't spend quite as much. So it's basically a reallocation of funds. And again, it goes back to need and where is the greatest need. So for our rural communities, there has been a need over the last number of years, and it's something I would look very forward to addressing.
Is there ever a European element to any of the roads money?
Yeah, there is indeed. Some of our big roads projects that are lined up over the next number of years and even in previous years have been reliant on some EU funding.
But that's the really big projects that we'd be aware of. But I'm talking about the smaller roads. No, is any of that money ever influenced by Europe?
No, not so much. Our smaller, what's known as a comprehensive roads network, would not be reliant on European funding.
Are you genuinely concerned about the major projects being delayed or shelved because of Brexit?
I would have general concerns about Brexit, of course, for the wider infrastructural portfolio. Some of our roads projects, namely the A5 and A6, weren't so reliant upon European money. There may have been small opportunities to get some, but it is other projects that may find it more difficult now when we look at funding. So that is something that we continue to work through. I have met with officials now every day since the news broke last week, and we're going to continue to do that. We have a North-South Ministerial Council meeting next week where this is going to be top of the agenda.
So in the meantime, we literally will see the tar lorries on the roads basically today, tomorrow and so on.
You will indeed. These works will begin as soon as possible and will carry out throughout the summer because the summer months provide the best time to be able to do this type of work.
Okay. Minister, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
No problem, Frank. Thank you.
That's the Minister, Chris Hazard, there, Infrastructure Minister.